No, my father did.
I'm just kidding. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about all of this, Zidane?
I am actually just very proud of him. Mm-hmm. He will know that I look up to him as my favorite cricketer.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to tell him all the time, like, you're going to be greatest the world will ever see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just glad that that day has actually come.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope him just much more success in his career. And I just hope to join him later on.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll hopefully both of us get through for the West Indies together.
Oh, wonderful. Do you bat together at Carlton? Have you ever been at the crease with him?
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And given your talent, you might have outbatted your brother.
I would like to, but
mm-hmm.
that's amazing, man.
I don't know if Dad Shirley Clark is on the line. Is Dad on the line as well?
Yes, I am.
Oh, how are you? Amanda doesn't talk a great deal, but of course with a big punch. How do you feel about your son's performance? It's really good to have the family here. How do you feel, Shirley?
Well, let me think about it. Oh, no, he's still having goosebumps.
You do?
To be honest. Yeah, man. And I bring tears to my eyes each and every time I start thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really, really good from me. Instead of mm-hmm. really happy for Kyle. Just what he would want to do bigger things.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Kyle, what does all of this mean to you? When I spoke to your mummy yesterday, she was very happy to be on the show. She spoke to her daughter and her son, and of course Zidane is there. And we got your little daughter as well, as a bit of a surprise. How does all this feel to you, the love and support from your family, Kyle?
It feels great, you know, and that's why I play, to be honest. That's my motivation to make them happy, to make my family happy, make them proud, to make all the people who support me proud and happy, you know, is a very, very, very good feeling, and that drives me a lot. You know, as I mentioned to you before, coming off the field and shedding tears, that's actually what made me shed tears, being so emotional, you know, representing myself, my family, and the people that care for me. And it's not the first time, you know, even back home playing club cricket, when I won the cup for my club, I actually cried on the pitch, you know, before the game was even finished, you know. And so for me, my family support has been awesome throughout my whole cricket career, from primary school till now, you know. I couldn't ask for anything better. And there's not even all my family that has supported me, you know. And there are many more people that are supposed to be here that obviously everybody can't be here, but
mm-hmm.
there are a lot more people who supported me, so I'm very thankful.
Mm-hmm. Just before Dr. Ford comes in, we want to go back in relation to the emotions of Ronnie and Zidane, and we're going to try and get your little daughter in as well. But we're going to maybe let Nkuma and Josh go. I know that they've got other things to do as well. Nkuma Bonner, Jamaican, the land of wood and water, stir response to duties call. What do you have to say to the people of Jamaica and, by extension, the people of the Caribbean? We have suffered a long time. Our smile is as broad as Kingston, Jamaica this morning when we were jogging. An old gentleman came across the road and he said, Andrew, I feel so happy about the performance of the West Indies team. And I'm sure you guys are very well aware of the fact that the West Indians are behind you. Nkuma, and after you, it's Josh. What do you have to say to the people of Jamaica and, by extension, the people of the Caribbean?
Well, for me, I just want to say thanks. To the people of Jamaica and extension the Caribbean and all mm-hmm. the supporters of West Indies cricket over the years. You know, we have been through a lot. And, you know, I know you guys have been really patient with us, and I'm glad that we actually could win this game for you guys. And, you know, mm-hmm. we are trying our best to keep doing the right thing, keep doing the basics, and keep working hard for you guys, you know, because without you, you know, we are really nothing. We're representing you, and all I want to say is just thanks.
As a journalist, just want to ask the question. You talked about your mentor. Who's your mentor? Can I make a note of that? Who's your mentor?
Arvill Higgins.
Orville Higgins, the great Orville Higgins. In fact, interestingly enough, Orville Higgins is going to be on the show this evening on Mason and Guest because I want to get a reaction from Jamaica. Nkomo Bona, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time out and joining us on Mason and Guest.
Thank you so much. Have a great one. Joshua, I'll see you.
All right. Okay,
thanks. Family.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Thanks, Nkuma. Let's go to Josh now. We're past his bedtime. Of course, maybe we can have a double or two before before he goes. Of course, they don't have doubles in Bangladesh. You'll have to get it somewhere in Trinidad. Josh, what does this mean to the people of Trinidad and Tobago and, of course, by extension, the people of the Caribbean? Talk to us.
Well, just not without trying to say what Bona said already with the people of the Caribbean, but it's just my whole thing is about showing the youngsters that it's something that is possible. We look at Kylie made a double on debut. So that's going to inspire so many youngsters to work even harder to get to this level. And it's probably just showing them that it's not impossible to make your dreams come true, especially if it's to play test cricket or just to play for West Indies in general. So I think it means a lot to the people of Trinidad and by extension, West Indies.
And you're looking as fit as ever. Josh, I saw you with those big shoulders and can hit the ball pretty hard as well. People think you defend, but I saw you hooking and pulling very much there in New Zealand as well. And you're fit. And talk to me just finally, what about the bubble? The bubble in Bangladesh, is it very, very tough?
Yes and no. When the cricket starts, it flies by. But once you're in your hotel room, it doesn't go by as quickly. So it's quite challenging, but it's what we signed up for when we go through all of these bubbles. It's my third one now. So
yes,
never get used to it, but it's what we have to do to get the job done.
I can tell you, your family back home, very happy. The people at the Queen's Park Club, your mother, your father. I did an interview with them, I think, 2 years ago when you came and you played in Barbados. You must be making them very, very happy and very, very proud.
Yeah, of course. They're always supporting me and they're always backing me. They always send me messages. So very thankful for their support and everyone's support. And I just want to keep going for them.
Thank you very much indeed. You've never declined an offer to be on Mason and Guest. And I really appreciate that. Thanks very much, Josh De Silva. And enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So the final moments, of course, with Kyle, we're going to come back to him. I think his little daughter should be there.
Yes.
Nakaya. Is Nakaya there?
Yes.
I want to see her. Hello, Nakaya. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you?
I'm very, 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 very happy. Tell me, which school do you go to?
St. Stephen's Primary School.
St. Stephen's Primary School. Wonderful. All right. Now, talk to your dad. Say hello to Kyle.
Hello, Daddy.
Hi, Kyle. How are you?
I'm fine.
No, of course, Kyle, you miss her a lot, don't you?
Of course. I miss my two children a lot, you know. Obviously, my son is only one, so he won't understand. But I miss my whole family, especially my daughter. I haven't yet to spend as much time as I would like, you know, probably traveling. And then, obviously, the bubbles and the quarantine and then the COVID, they can't leave home. And just trying to be safe, trying to protect them as well. You know, it's been hard. It's been a tough thing. But as Josh said, it's what we signed up for, you know.
Right.
And I just hope that she understands that it's just cricket and that's my job. And hopefully at some point she'll be traveling with me and enjoying some of the trips.
Indeed. But she's got a big, big smile on her face. Nakaya, I'm sure you're very well aware of what your father has done. You must be very, very proud of your dad.
Yes, I'm very proud of him. And when my granny took me to watch him at the match at the Oval, I'm very proud of him.
Oh, really? Really? All right. You must be extremely happy. And of course, mommy must be very happy as well. And and by the way, you look like Kyle. You look like Kyle, very much like Kyle. Now, talk to me. What do you say to Daddy? When you heard that Daddy did this thing, did this wonderful performance, when you spoke to him, what did you say to Daddy?
On the phone, I called him yesterday, I think.
You did?
Yes, on FaceTime.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. And of course, you miss your dad quite a bit.
Yes, I do.
All right, all right. Well, well, and I know Kyle, he misses you a whole lot, and it's really good for you to be very much on missing the guest. Of course, Doctor, who handles children very, 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 very well, you got a question or two as well, Doc. Come in.
Yes, definitely. Well, getting back to Kyle. Kyle, when in the first innings, when the number eight, Miraz, made that 100, how was the team feeling? As you know, we thought we were gonna close off the innings, and then we were kept in the field a lot longer, and the score started to build. How did that go?
Honestly, I thought that the team had a brilliant mindset and attitude towards the game in the whole. As I said in a meeting today, I thought that the spirits and the efforts were tremendous. The never give up attitude, the never die attitude that we carried out, even though the opposition was on top then, that propelled us to come out victorious at the end of the game, because being at that stage, stroke 100, I mean, it could have mashed up our team, you know, like disturb everything, but we kept at it. We kept to the game plan. We worked as hard as we could to get the 10 wickets, and then we finally did.
Okay. During that session on the final day between lunch and tea, the going was quite slow as far as runs were concerned. What was the feeling and the conversations between you and Bonner during that session?
At that time, it was very difficult. I can remember it. That was one of the moments I really remember in the innings, because batting 2 hours and scoring just under 20 runs, you know, is not really associated with me. You know, I'm a guy who normally gets the ball off the square more often than not. But obviously, you're playing at this level, you're playing at the highest level, and you're playing against proper opposition, especially in their backyard. Me and Bonner, we just try to stick it out as long as possible, because obviously the guys came out from the break geared up, looking to take a wicket, looking to gain the game, and they were at us for a period of time. It was just for me and Bonner to absorb the pressure as long as possible, and that's what we continue to do. We continue to encourage each other to stay at the wicket and don't give up, you know, because at any time possible, you could have given up and succumbed to the pressure and say, you know, you would try to lick your way out of the situation or whatever the case would be. But we encourage each other to stay positive and try to dig in as long as possible. And it worked out.
Talking to your parents now, I guess we can go with ladies first. You know, we know what West Indian cricket is like, and we know that there's a lot of criticism. The criticism comes from fans. The criticism comes from journalists. It also can come from people in the community. But successful cricketers need people behind them, just like the Williams sisters and Tiger Woods. So as a mother, Tia, how has it been, you know, when people say negative things about maybe your son's efforts or cricketers in general? And also tell us a little bit about your support for Kyle and what difference you think it would have made?
Mm-hmm. Well, I always think that having family support is very important, because sometimes you, as any athlete, they always have low points and you need that support. So he have so much support, family-wise, family friends. So it's so amazing. So he will always have anyone he could turn to for advice if he need to talk to someone. And to me, that is what you need. It's part of life, and it helps you to progress and to help you to be successful.
Okay, Daddy, you as a former cricketer and a coach, it's even harder for you, the criticisms, but you know all the work you put in. With your son, how do you deal with people coming up to you wanting to give you advice or you know, saying things about your son, you know, prior to his achievements in the first test?
Well, as a coach and a father, I'm having a successful sampling. A lot of, like you said, a lot of a voice coming in. You know, you hear them, you try to work out which ones can work, which ones cannot work. But at the end of the day, it's for Kai to decide. When me and Kai discuss certain things, it's for Kai to decide what's going to work for him in the long run. So that's basically it.
Mm-hmm. But when you have a young son, let's say the same age as Kyle's daughter right now, as a parent, do you really are these just dreams when you think of,
mm-hmm.
Are the aspirations you have for your child? Did you even at that young age envisage him being a test cricketer?
Well, from primary school, Kyle plays. I can remember this year very, very well. In the primary school final, take Wesley Hall play against St. Matthews. Kyle won Manny March. He played way above his age group, and it was like, you know, this guy could play. You know, my son could really play. And then he went on into the Alexander School. I did the same thing in the on the 15th final again. He made 100, and it was like, no, this guy, he could make it. You know what I mean? From there, you know, he could make it. Once he put in the hard work, which he did, I put in the hard work, and there's the result right now.
Okay, well, this question is for Kyle's daughter now. Forget the question. It's Kaya. And Kaya, what's it like for you? Do your friends mention about how your father's doing on the, you know, in the cricket, or do they know that you are the daughter of such an important cricketer for Barbados and for now the West Indies?
They might watch the channel that I watch him on, but I'm not sure.
Okay, so are you gonna keep the secret, or are you gonna be telling them, you know, educating them about your father's exploits and you know, all the hope that you have for him for the future?
I will try to keep it a secret.
I like that one.
Kyle, we've had times when the team has done well, and we've had, you know, everyone being happy, but there's still another test match ahead. Tell us about the mindset and how the squad is doing going ahead to prepare for the next match. The management team, how are they preparing you for the next match?
To be honest, you know, a team winning a game like that will always be confident going into the next game. But after these couple days, you know, couple rest days, and then a few meetings, the guys are not overconfident, you know. We know that Bangladesh are looking to come extra hard at us after we came from behind and won the game. The guys are ready to go from the beginning of the tour. Craig, we spoke on the plane. I was telling Craig, you know what, we got to come down here, we got to win. A lot of people expect us to just come down here and play, but I believe that we're good enough that we can win. Being the positive person I am, and he believed the same thing. You know, as skipper, he believed we come and win. And this is things that we need to do, and the team believed that as well. So going into this next game, we're preparing well. We're looking at the positives that we did in the game before. We're trying to repeat them, and we're trying to work on the stuff that we didn't do so well in the game. So hopefully we could get another result like this.
Okay, sticking a quick question, Andrew. Well, you may have been asleep, I'm not sure, but the Pride struggled against some slow bowling yesterday. But you're you've been asked to do bigger things right now. Did you get to see any of the game, and do you have any words of support for your teammates, Barbados Pride and 50 over tournament that's going on now?
Of course, I watched the game. I was up early. I got to saw the innings where we bought it. I just want to continue to encourage you guys. I know it's just the first game.
a new team. Obviously, there's some new guys at the top of the order, obviously, but trying to find a way in the cricket. I send my messages already to them and let them know, but at the end of the day, let's treat the cricket like how you treat it back home, you know? I pray that sometimes people could let the cricket get the best of them. For me, I just try to play ball regardless of the situation, and that helps me a lot. I start thinking about the big occasions, so hopefully they gain some confidence and play the way how they know to play, because they know they're capable, very capable, and get to the semifinals, and hopefully I could join them in the semifinals.
We're going to put a wrap to it now, Kyle, and know it's way past your bedtime, but just before we do that, let's go back to the family. Let's start with Zidane. Saturday morning, we all got up, the West Indies, looking pretty good. Kyle doing an extremely good job. But then all of a sudden, we said, hey, these guys can win this game. Take us through how you felt on Saturday morning, Zidane, when you got up and recognized that Kyle was doing extremely well and the West Indies could have won the test match. Tell us about the emotions.
I actually didn't sleep.
You didn't sleep?
I watched every ball from the time he was on 37 to he scored 110.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, when his son came in, he actually made the double.
Like, okay.
All the emotions. I was so happy. I think it was just an unbelievable moment for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I still didn't sleep that whole day. Like, I was up. I couldn't rest. I was just very happy for him.
Did you cry, Zidane?
Yeah, I actually did.
Oh, you cried. I can imagine. Let's go to Tia now. The athlete, Tia, what does this mean to you?
First of all, my phone was blowing up with different people that I know obviously associate with cricket, with my brother, were telling me how well he was doing, and I expect nothing less than my brother, so I was obviously elated. I actually didn't sleep.
Oh, you did?
No, I didn't sleep.
Okay.
So, like,
Did you cry, Tia?
I think I was too happy to cry.
Okay. I see. Yes. And mommy?
I was definitely overwhelmed with happiness.
I could imagine. Mommy?
I actually had tears of joy. And then my phone was just blowing up. People calling, people messaging. It was like so overwhelming. And I was not the superstar. I was just a mom.
Could imagine. Shirley, you don't talk a lot, but very emotional man. Talk us through Saturday, Shirley.
At the beginning of the day, obviously, me and Kyle were spoken overnight. And we spoke about just keeping it very simple, you know, finish ball's merit. Just stay positive in defense and attack. And, you know, deal with the other situations as they come along. For me, getting to the 100, I felt really, really good for Kyle. I mean, as I say, bought tears my eyes there, and then when you get to the 100. But then I knew when he was batting on, especially after the 100, he played a couple of rash shots. And I was speaking to him through the TV, man.
Cool it.
Yeah. And then he batted well, and then to get to 150, that was another achievement. I felt really good for him there again. And I knew that Kyle would have brought it home, because Kyle is accustomed to doing these things at home.
Yes.
Me and Kyle would have these conversations there before even he made the team a thing. I would tell Kyle, when you play for Caribbean, you need to win the most rights. You don't take one of the boys, use the man, use the batsman in the team. You got to score majority runs and win the games for your team. So he's accustomed to doing it. And I knew that once he batted low enough, that the West Indies will have a really good chance of winning the game.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Makai, is he still online with us? I know she's got to go back and do her classes.
Yes,
and she's there. Okay, good. All right. Nice to see you. Really, that's Kyle Mears' daughter. You could see it all over. Were you watching the TV on that morning, or was it too early for you?
I normally get up
early and go in the living room and go sleep in the chair. So when mommy was watching the match, I didn't get to watch all, but I watched half the match. And I'm really proud of him. Even my teacher watching it, all my friends watching it. My friend's mom messaged my mother and said he did very well. And even my teacher messaged. And I'm very proud of him.
You had to be very proud of your dad. Well, Kyle, for me, this is very emotional. You know, I really appreciate a couple of things. I've been a very big supporter of you for a long time, and I appreciate you taking the time out to come on Mason and Guest. In fact, whenever I call on you, you've never said no to me, and I really appreciate that. And I really would want to see you go from strength to strength. Final words, Kyle. This, for me, has been very emotional. What do you have to say to your family? You've got your young daughter, or there's one who's one, there's one who's seven, with a big smile there, a smile that's as broad as Black Carlton Cricket Club that you play for. Of course, your mother is online, your brother, my brother's online, your sister, your dad. And of course, we would have had Josh De Silva earlier and Nkuma Bonner. Tell us what you have to say to your family, what you have to say to Barbados. You have tremendous support. The call-in programs have been blowing up with all the support for you. And finally, what you have to say to the people of the region?
First of all, I want special thanks to my family. You know, without them, you know, this would never be possible. As Josh mentioned, you always need our support. My family been there for me from the beginning. As my mother said, there's so many different people I could lean on in my family. And it's very, very good for me, you know. I'm very fortunate. The only thing I could say is that my grandfather who passed away, he would have loved to see this innings, you know. He actually followed my cricket career. Everywhere I go, he would turn up and watch me bat, and as soon as they out, he would leave. My uncle Terry, same thing.
Yes, of course.
Mom, he passed away also. So I can't say nothing bad about my family, down to my uncle I Kings, you know, making sure that I have shoes. And then I don't choose to play cricket, you know, making sure you're well equipped, them kind of things, you know. Even Therese Clark, you know, my brother's mother and her mother, you know, supported me tremendously, down to Bobby Goodman and his wife, you know. I have so much people supported me throughout my whole cricket career. And I just want to say thanks to them. Special thanks to them, to the people of Barbados and the region. I'm very thankful for your support. I want you guys to continue to support me and support the team as well, you know, as we make small strides to get back to the top of world cricket. And hopefully we could close out this series and make you even more proud.
Now, we couldn't leave, Kyle, without an interaction with your seven-year-old who is online. What do you have to say to her?
I just want her to continue to do what she's doing. She's a very smart girl. I hope that my performance could inspire her to do anything she wants to do in her life. And I just want to continue to encourage her to do her best, you know, and give her best in life and don't give up on nothing she wants to do. And she'll be good.
Nakaya, did you hear that coming from your dad?
Yes, please.
All right. What do you have to say to your dad before we go?
I think he should follow his dreams by doing his job by being a cricketer. And I really like his job. So I want him to continue to do what he's supposed to do and try his best.
And you must say to your dad, Daddy, I love you.
I love you, Daddy.
Okay, this is so emotional for me. I want to thank all of you for being very much a part of Mason and Guests. Thanks you, Kyle, for taking the time out. Thanks to Nkuma Bonner. I also want to thank Josh. I want to thank all of the members of your family, and in particular, at the end, to hear your little daughter say, I love you. It's really, really emotional for me. All I have to say to you, Kyle, is that just continue to make the people of the region happy. You're a man of great character. And we all know that men of wealth are envied, men of power feared, men of genius admired, but only men of character are trusted. I thank you. Enjoy the rest of your night and bring the bacon home. Make sure you win the next test match and make everybody in the Caribbean smile. That smile must be as broad as Broad Street. Good evening and have a good time in Bangladesh.